Boy, we better stop that conversation because you get thrown off the air for that. Time now for the weekly multiple. Oh, remind me, I have a great idea to end the next week's program. Something new after 720 weeks in a row. That's how long I've been doing this weekly multiple listing sales update. It's the third week of the year 2013, and it's for the week ending January 18th, 2013, and it's single family residences only and just through the local Santa Barbara multiple listing service from Carpinteria to Goleta. Three categories. First category, new listings. 32 new listings hit the books this week. Okay, it's a good number. Unfortunately, 5 are already in escrow. So really 27 new listings hit the books. And coincidentally, 27 people opened escrow. So there's a net loss, or that's an even. You know, 27 new, 27 open. So those are gone. And in addition to the sold listings. So well, we're still hoping to see some inventory start moving up. Let's just see quickly. Yeah, well, it's not doing good at all. Not doing good at all. It's been going down every week. So the first category, 32 new listings, a low of $545,000 on Vallecito and a high of $5,295,000 on Alston Road. Wonder if they have any parties there on Alston Road. 12 of the 32 new listings were under $1 million. So right at the halfway point median, $1,420,000 on those new listings. Second category, opened escrows. 27 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending January 18th, 2013. A low of $449,000 on Ogram. Again, spelled backwards as Margot. And that was the new listing last week. So it's already in escrow up the hill. Ogram, what is it, Painted Cave? A high of $3,250,000. On Crocker Sperry. That was a nice sound. Crocker Sperry. Did you hit your knee there? 16 of the 27 opened escrows were under $1 million. So the halfway point, the median price, $785,000 for the 27 open escrows. But don't be misled. 40% or 11 were over $1.2 million. Remember that number, $1.2 million, $1.150 million, seems like the last several years there's always about 33% selling over $1.150 million. I think in 2012 it dropped, but I haven't done the year-end recap yet. So that's the opened escrows. The third and final category behind door number three, sold listings. 13 lucky people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending January 18, 2013. 13. A low of $580,000 on Evanshire Avenue. Isn't that the company that makes the sausage? Oh, no, that's Hillshire. That's Hillshire. Evanshire Avenue. A high of $2,450,000. Is that a pun? No. $2,450,000 is the high on Dulzura. And 9 of the 13 sold were under $1 million, median price a low $730,000 for those 13 closed escrows. However, 3 of the 13, which incidentally is like 27%, 3 were over $1,475,000. So high end is in there. These low numbers, tough to use the median price and get any kind of good gauge. So that's the third week of the year for the week ending January 18th, 2013. And I guess that's it. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Visit RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search MLS listings throughout California and listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property, or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.